Thank you so much for everyone being here today. Such an honor to be in the house of the Lord and worship together. It's beautiful to hear you guys fellowship and the laughter and the love that we feel. Can't put no money on that, and I thank God for it. Just a refreshing time just to be here. Thank God for this privilege that He gives us every Sunday to come to this house. Amen. I want us to go back and finish today the book of Habakkuk. As I told you before, it's only three chapters, and we're gonna go to chapter 3 today. And I pray that something's been said during the last couple of weeks that will help you understand your faith better, because the title of this was Understanding Faith in Dark Days. And Habakkuk, as we have found out, was very real with his feelings. He did not know how to address the present situation because he felt overwhelmed. And you know the news that we hear about the young girl and the little girl, I agree with our brother, it breaks your heart. And these are heavy times. And I know that when God led me to preach this message, it was right on time, because in Habakkuk's days, it was heavy times. And we as Christians are exposed to this heaviness. I felt it in our church this morning. And the heaviness was about seeing everything going on in the world today. It does bring a heaviness, because you seem overwhelmed. And so we started talking about in chapter 1 how Habakkuk just released his feelings. And he started screaming to God, "Lord, I just don't understand why evil is so prevalent and seems like you're not doing anything." So we talked about that faith does not live by explanations, but by His promises. And we learned that God's a God of His word. He's a God of promise. And as our brother said this morning, He has a plan. And we don't always understand that plan. 9 times out of 10, we will not understand that plan. So we have to be very careful how we react to the situations around us. Because whether we want to admit it or not, we are the light of the world. How can you understand faith in dark days when you don't understand your faith? When you don't understand what you're feeling, you don't understand what you're going through. And that's what Habakkuk was saying. So we learned last week that faith does not live by appearances, but by the providence of God. And whether we like it or not, faith is not something that you just frivolously throw around. It's something that has to be exercised. And no exercise is easy, but the results are wonderful. So exercise is something that we have to learn in our faith, because these are dark days. But I want to leave today with a third thing, that faith doesn't live by circumstances, but by praise. Now, don't cut me off yet with praise, because praise is a little different. I want to explain a little different than maybe what we've been used to hearing. But in chapter 3, we see the attitude of Habakkuk totally change. From chapter 1, he's angry, he's upset. He don't think God's doing His job. God, why? But you know, we understand, because God has told us that we are in the last days. I know we've heard that all our life, but the signs are all around us. Evil is present. But I want to tell you something else. Where evil is present, there is still the presence of God. And if God be for us, and He is for us, He's trying to give us wisdom to know how to come through what we're dealing with. And every one of you right now, if you think about your situation, I'm sure that it would overwhelm you. But in chapter 3, Habakkuk has a totally different attitude. Chapter 2, we went over last week when God began to explain to him that there's things I can't explain to you. We remember we referenced when Jesus was trying to talk to the disciples. And he said, I got a lot I want to tell you, but you can't take it. Even if God explained everything to us, we couldn't take it. So God said, the just shall live by faith. Now faith is real. Faith is not some TV preacher crying for money. Faith is not what we just talk about to kind of fly around the world. Faith is simply living and understanding God's word in your life. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word. Faith is a relationship that we develop daily. No relationship has ever been completed. I don't care how long you've been married. You're still learning. You're still having to exercise love. You're still having to grow with one another, right? Because things that don't grow are dead. So it's the same way with serving God. Now, all of a sudden in 2017, we've seen things and heard things this year that we'd have never dreamed of ever hearing. And this little girl, which breaks my heart, in Jacksonville, North Carolina, right down the road. And it's just so sad to hear all this evil that's going on, and we still are like Habakkuk. God, I don't understand. But you got to be careful in your not understanding that we don't allow our flesh to get involved, because I've done that several times where you get so mad you don't want to talk to God. Have you ever been that mad? That you feel like prayer doesn't work? Isn't that what the enemy wants us to think? That prayer doesn't work? So the attitude of Habakkuk in just two short chapters begins to change. In chapter 3, it's really different. Look what it says here. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet. So now he's gone from screaming at God to now praying. And what is prayer? Prayer is simply fellowshipping and meditating in the presence of God. How many of you know you can pray and not even say a word? Your heart can pray. So he's praying now, and look what he says in verse 2. O Lord, I have heard thy speech. That's powerful. Because the first chapter, he's screaming to God. He can't hear anything. The second chapter, he begins to see. God says, I want you to see something. So he goes from sighing to seeing. And now this last part of this controversy in his life, he sings. Now, what is all that about? Because he says here, O Lord. Now he's calling him Lord again. With chapter 1, he wasn't sure who he was. But now he's understanding that you are Lord. So he says here, I have heard thy speech. I thought that was interesting. He received direction. Lord, this was your speech. You loved me enough to sit down with me in chapter 2 and begin to explain to me some things, even though I don't understand. I want to tell you this. Number one, keep this in your mind. When you're going through dark days and you don't understand, give God a chance to talk. Does that make sense? Give God a chance to talk. What does that mean? That means just what Habakkuk was. He was so upset, so overwhelmed, just screaming at God, just telling God everything he saw. How many of you know our faith is not wrapped up in anything we see? Because if the enemy knows that what you see is going to change you, he's going to let you see a lot. That's true. Amen? So that's what we're seeing today. We're hearing today. We're seeing today. The news and everywhere you turn. And it seems like you go from one bad situation to the next one. There's no break anymore. But you know what it is? It's the last days. And during the last days, God, little by little, is going to begin to lift his spirit. Do you know what's held back the enemy so far in this world, in America especially, is God and his spirit? Do you believe that? But you've got the spirit in you. And you've got the Spirit dwelling in you and living in you. So you always are enveloped in the Spirit. So God is going to take care of you, and He sent His Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you and round about you and give you wisdom. Because some of you right now need some wisdom. We all need wisdom. Lord, how do we pray? And I have to be real careful of my feelings toward these people that are doing these evil things. Because how many of you know that's a trap too? Because if God would let me, I could thin the herd real quick. But you see, that is, He's probably saying, I'm glad that you're not God. Because you know what? Only He has the answer. But Habakkuk says here, I want you to see this. O Lord, revive Thy work in the midst of years. And in the midst of years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. So what's going on? Number one, remember the glory of God. If you're making notes, put that down. Remember the glory of God. He says, revive me, Lord. Revive me to the point that I know that if I don't have your anointing and I don't have your presence, I don't have anything. I want to tell you something. When you get up in the morning and you're feeling overwhelmed with everything, you need to train yourself to get back into the presence of God. Now, did God leave? No. He's always with us. He never leaves us. Well, why do I feel like He has? Because in our minds, we've shut down and we are not allowing Him to come in. Now, I want you to get this. It may mean you plug in a praise tape. It may mean that you turn everything off. There's a lot of times on my way to work or whatever, I just turn everything off because I need that time with God. God, I need to hear from You. I need You to speak to me because church, whether we realize it or not, He's still the answer for everything we need. Everything you're going through, He is the answer. And Habakkuk says, remember the glory of God. Lord, help me to remember Your presence. He's able. Do you believe this morning, Northview, that God is able? He is able to take me in the midst of my confusion and a mess and everything seems so wrong, God is able to bring me through that. I think about the three Hebrew boys thrown into the fire. That was terrible. And the guards that led the guys up there to the, they died. They died right there on the spot because the heat was so intense. But God encamped those three Hebrew boys to the point that they came out without even a smell of smoke. Now we're in situations and it's not fair. And our tendency is to scream at God like the prophet did. Now this man's a prophet, but he's screaming at God. And let's face it, every one of us get to that point. You know what it is? It's when our human being body can't take no more. Have you ever been to that point? That you just can't take one more. You don't want to hear the phone ring. You don't hear nothing. Nobody say nothing to you. I can't take anymore. Have you ever been there? God understands that. And when we're trying to figure it all out, and the devil said, yeah, if God really loved you, He wouldn't put you through this. If God really loved you, no. You're the reason that we're going through this. You're the reason we go to funeral homes. You're the reason we go to hospitals. You're the reason, devil, because your wickedness is what's brought all this into the world. Amen? See, the devil wants to come out like a little angel. Well, if God really loves you, and he's the poison. He's the one pouring the poison in your system. But God loves us enough to get us through. I hope you're getting this today because you know what? God really loves this church and He's really speaking this church. You know what I love about you people? Y'all are real people. Y'all are real. And you have real feelings. And God sees that. And God's honored by that. Because there's this, everybody's walking around blessed, highly favored, blessed, highly favored. Yeah. I'm glad you are. But you know what? I as a human being go through things. And it's not because I don't have any faith, because I'm going to tell you something about faith. Every one of you in here today are faith people. Well, how do you know that? Because you're here. Because it's easier to stay home. It's easier to give up. It's easier not to do nothing, isn't it? Amen? It takes more faith to keep on doing what you're doing when you don't feel nothing. That's what I love about you. Because I've seen a lot of you go through a lot of stuff over the last several years. And how do we understand faith in dark days? How do we do it? Number one, remember the glory of God. Remember, what does His glory mean? See, a lot of people jump right over there. What does His glory mean? Praise is not about standing up and singing songs. Because I've been to some praise services, or whatever you want to call them, and they just sing for hours and hours and hours, and they leave the same way they were. When you get in the presence of God, you change. Am I telling the truth? When it's real praise. So praise don't have anything to do with singing, because guess what? The devil can sing. Matter of fact, he was the anointed cherub. He was the main praise and worship leader. So he knows about singing. It's not about that at all. Praise is about, get this, practicing the presence of God. Now you may do that by singing. You may do that by cleaning the house. You ever seen people get worried about something? They go to clean. They go to clean this up. Amen. Wiping down, you know. And then, because, you know, that's just our expression. That's all right. Different people express different ways. But what Habakkuk's trying to say is, God, thank you so much for not destroying me and not throwing me away, because even though I was so mad at you, you loved me enough not to leave me. And I really realize, Lord, that what I really need the most is you. So praise is about practicing the presence of God. So as we remember His glory is His presence. And you know what the glory of God really is? The glory of God is this: He loves being with His children. Don't you love it when those babies come over to visit and you just love them and you love to see them go too, right? Amen? But don't you love it? I mean, you love them. They're yours. And you just enjoy being together. That's what God says. Above everything else, He loves you. And above everything else, He wants to be with you. Even if you're mad at Him. It's like when you're raising children, you always try to tell them, no matter what you do, no matter what you get in trouble, you can always come home and talk to us. Don't ever slam the door and say, well, if you can't be right, then I don't want... No. Because let me tell you what, none of us are right. We're all saved by the grace of God. Amen. So Habakkuk's trying to say, Lord, thank you for your presence. Remember the glory of God. And then the second thing was, rejoice in His goodness. Now this is the tough one right here. Go to verse 17, chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom. Stop right there just a minute. You know what the key word in that verse right there? Although. Although. Although things are not going right. Although children are getting killed. Although churches are getting blown away. Although, and we're mad as fire, and we lose control some days, and we don't understand it, and we're mad. Although all this is going on, and the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, for the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall not be any herd in the stalls. Although it seems reverse of what it's supposed to be. Although it seems like the devil's winning. Although it seems like evil is prevailing. Look at the next verse. Yet. Although and yet go together. Put your although and yet together. Because you're going to see a lot of although. You're going to see a lot of stuff. Don't measure up. You're going to be hurt. And you're going to be going through things. And you're going to scream. And you're going to do all the things just like Habakkuk did. But there's something we've got to hold on to is the yet. I believe in God. You know what I love about Northview Church? We have a foundation. I was thinking this past week when Brother Ted used to meet me at the door back there, I want to share something with you. And I know I was speaking to get something. Amen. It was going to be good, whatever it was. I remember that this week. And I said, thank you, God, for building a church on people with principles. People that didn't mind being different. I don't care if I'm different. I believe in what I believe. You try to tell Mr. Ted, there's really not a virgin birth, Mr. Ted. Do you think I wouldn't have been in that conversation? I'm going to just go ahead and tell you. And you know what now? Now there's a heavenly cloud of witnesses sitting up there, just like the Bible talks about, a heavenly cloud of witnesses because they believed in what they believed in. And look at all the junk they faced coming up. But they didn't waver. They stood. And I guarantee you Mr. Ted had bad days. I guarantee you he had low days. Even when he got sick. You never really heard a lot about it though. Because you know what? They didn't lean on that. They didn't lean on the although. They leaned on the yet. Amen? They leaned on the yet. And because the yet is what was bringing them through. Because they knew that God's going to come through this thing. And God's going to take care of us. And he did. So remember the goodness of God. God, I'm just kind of wound up this morning. Yet, verse 18, I'll rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Write this down or either put it in your mind. God is enough. God's enough. And there's some days, a lot lately days, that I've had to walk away from the situation, still scratching my head, still wondering, still mumbling, but the ultimate saying, God, you're enough. And you're going to take care of it. Let me tell you something. All this wickedness and all this evil that's going on today, and they just think they're free right now. But I'm going to tell you something, the God that I serve, well, you just a doom and gloom preacher. No, I just read the book. Every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess that he's Lord. Amen. Something you and I already know. They're going to know it, but they're going to know it in the wrong way. They're going to know it because they're not just going to bow out of reverence. They're going to bow because they have to. Because he's the one world power. Amen. 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 And then the last thing, and I'll let you go. Verse 19. This is real simple here. It just simply says, rely on God's grace. Rely on God's grace. The Lord God, verse 19, is my strength. There you go. Put this on your refrigerator. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. Hinds' feet, you know, the back parts of a deer or animal, a horse, whatever, that's the strength. Those hind feet was, sometimes when Teresa's rearing up at me, I see you stand on them hind feet now. Oh, you're here, I thought you was in the nursery. God's grace. Amen. Amen. But we got to have that. Let me finish this. Hinds' feet, and he will make, look at there. He will make me to walk upon my high places. God's going to make sure that I'm took care of. I always think how wonderful a Savior he was when he died on the cross, he come out of the tomb, and for 40 days he stayed here on earth. 40 days he stayed here on earth. He could have went on back to the Father. He could have went on back to be with God, but he stayed back because there was a guy named Thomas. We talked about that. And he needed to talk to Thomas. I'm going to tell you something about the God that we serve. He understands everything you're going through. He'll leave the 99 and he'll go after you. Isn't that love? That's an awesome God. So learn to rely on God's grace because he is enough. My prayer is that as you face these dark days, and as they begin to get darker and darker, the word in you will light the pathway for you. Lean not to your own understanding, and don't be overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out. And certainly, don't try to figure the just and the unjust out, because that's where I have my problem. But God reminds me, I am a just God, and I'll make it right. I'll make it right. God's going to take care of us no matter what we go through. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and honor to speak to Northview this morning. Thank you for the congregation, Lord, that are so honest and so open, and they love you so much and have done that for many, many years. Honor them and bless them and give them the strength they need, oh God, as they deal with situations in their life. There's a lot going on in the world today. And Lord, we just ask you for that understanding of faith in dark days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you this morning.